Welcome to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. It's time to preview this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties. The Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And hello, everybody. Welcome in. It's our first edition of the 2019-2020 season, the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, each week presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. And you can hear this show Thursday nights and then again Friday heading into our high school basketball coverage. Thanks to the great people at Frank H. Monroe making this show possible. Since 1953, Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling has been providing experienced, dependable, reliable service to all of Southern Indiana. And they bring you the Tip-Off Show, where we're going to preview the big games in the area with Clark and Floyd County teams each week here on the Big X Sports Radio. So glad to have you with us. The season on the boys' side really got open last week with some exciting games. Kind of always a good feel in the gymnasium before and after the Thanksgiving holiday. And a lot of highlights to kind of recap some of the big happenings out of week one. Trey Kaufman of Silver Creek, he had a big 36-point performance. I think he had somewhere around 16, 17 rebounds as Silver Creek defeated Columbus East. He was our Big X Sports Radio Athlete of the Week. Probably had the most dominant individual performance in the opening week of high school basketball. But Silver Creek is the real deal across the board with Kaufman and Jacoby and Northern and others. They will be a real factor. In fact, they open the Associated Press rankings in Class 3A with a number one ranking, and they retained that again this week as we head into the second week of games across the state of Indiana. I think when you look at some big happenings last week as well, you can't go much into this without talking about the Jeffersonville Red Devils. Lots of talent on that roster. Some really good seniors, a group that have played together now for a number of years, but also some good young talent on the Jeffersonville team as well. And they went down to Mason, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, and played in the Ohio Valley Hoops Classic. It's a two-day shootout. They bring together a lot of great teams with great players from across the area. I think three or four different states were represented in the event, and Jeffersonville had a tough task. They took on Cincinnati Woodward, who has a nationally ranked top 25, nationally ranked junior, and Jeffersonville only won the game by 4 points, but they led by as many as 17. They had a big run in the first half to take a commanding lead. Game got a little closer. They had another big run in the second half. Game got obviously closer in the final score there with Jeff hanging on to win by 4 points. But the Red Devils, they look good out of the gate as well, and I think it's safe to say right now, for this time being, that Silver Creek and Jeffersonville are kind of claiming the early headlines of the high school basketball season, as we all thought. Also, when you look across the area, some things that might surprise you or some things that stand out, I thought Providence under Coach Ryan Miller in his first season as head coach back at Providence got his first career victory and a big win on the road Saturday night for Providence. It was Nick Sexton, a junior guard for the Pioneers, who basically put in a half-court shot at the buzzer to defeat Tell City, which is a tough place to play on their home floor. The Pioneers come out with the victory. That obviously a big win, some momentum early in the year for Providence as they look to bounce back after a couple rough seasons. And Christian Academy, they've not played since the opening game before Thanksgiving against Floyd Central, but it is worth noting they kept it a one-point contest between the Highlanders and the Warriors. Christian Academy with a chance to win it at the end, unable to do so. And Christian Academy really going to be strong in 1A basketball this year. I think when you look at Clark and Floyd counties, they have an opportunity to do some good things in that class. And we'll talk more later in the program about the Warriors, in fact. Other things coming out of the weekend, probably a little surprising for those of you to see the New Albany-Bloomington South score. Bloomington South at one point had a 30-point lead, 30-something point lead over the Bulldogs. New Albany missing in that contest both of its seniors, Julian Hunter, who is out with an injury. Trey Horrigan also missed that game as well. The Bulldogs still waiting word on what the future will be for Julian Hunter. Is he going to be able to make a return to the lineup after some practices? Is he going to miss some potential more games even beyond this weekend when New Albany takes on Evansville Harrison? We'll just have to see. But definitely a tough start for the Bulldogs. Bloomington South is really good. The good news is we're going to get to see Bloomington South against Floyd Central very soon. I think Bloomington South is going to be one of the elite teams in 4A basketball this year, along with Lawrence Central from the Indianapolis area. So some interesting things to open up the week. Floyd Central 3-0. Highlanders have yet, other than Christian Academy, to really have a big test since that opening game. They'll get a bit of a test, I think, Friday night when Castle comes to town. But Jake Heidbreeder has had a really good start for Floyd Central, as I think we expected that he would. He's clearly going to lead that team. Grant Goman has also done some things for the Highlanders that make you take notice. And I really feel like if some of the other players latch on to their specific roles, and because of all the seniors that Floyd Central has had in recent seasons, that that team will come together each and every game out and become a very formidable opponent for our local teams, no question about that. Big game, big week, I should say, of games this week. Lots of Friday night games, a handful of games on Saturday. We're going to talk about the big ones each week on this program, thanks to Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. In this week's show, coming up here in just a few moments, I'm going to be joined by Todd Sturgeon, the head coach of the Floyd Central Highlanders. We're going to talk about the Floyd Central season so far and what it's been like for Coach Sturgeon trying to figure out how to replace players like Kobe Barnes and so many key seniors that have been part of this program. Now, he's had back-to-back years with seven or eight seniors lost to graduation. That is really just amazing. So Coach Sturgeon joins us in just a bit here in this opening segment. We'll also talk some about Floyd Central and Castle, which is a game that will broadcast Friday night here on the Big X Sports Radio. That should be a good one and should be more of a test for Floyd Central against a 4A opponent. And they've got a number of games forthcoming against 4A opponents, including a rivalry game next weekend against New Albany. Later in the program, Chris Moore, the first-year head coach at Jeffersonville, he joins the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. We're going to recap the Red Devils' victory down in Ohio over a good Cincinnati Woodward team. Trey Coleman had a very dominant performance in that contest, but like expected, a pretty balanced effort for Jeffersonville. They've got so many players on that roster that can score the basketball, and we'll talk with Coach about their opening victory down in Ohio and get ready for what I think is probably on paper the best game we have this weekend involving local teams. Jeffersonville plays host to Lawrence North at William S. Johnson Arena on Saturday night. You heard me say just a little bit ago that I feel like Bloomington South, Lawrence Central are going to be two of the elite teams on the state level in 4A basketball. I tell you what, Lawrence North is number three in the state in the recent 4A poll. So another challenge for Jeffersonville. And we're going to talk some about that because this Jeff team, their schedule is absolutely dotted with challenges from teams at different locations across the state. They really have built a schedule that is going to challenge this ball club as they work through the season and get toward postseason. So we'll talk with Coach Moore of Jeffersonville about that in the second segment. And then later in the program, Steve Kerberg of Christian Academy joins me. His team has only played one game. It was that narrow loss to Floyd Central, but he's got a team that's highly thought of and got some really great players. He's going to join us to talk about the season so far and about Christian Academy's upcoming game on Saturday at New Washington. It really should be an interesting game. New Washington is much improved from last season. The New Washington team returned some players that are key to their lineup, freshmen as well, entering and scoring some points for the Mustangs. And so we'll talk all of that and more with Coach Kerberg when he joins us a little bit later in the program. Let's give you the full schedule for Friday before we get to Coach Sturgeon of Floyd Central coming up here in just a few moments. But Castle at Floyd Central will have that broadcast on the Big X Friday night. Also Friday, Borden at Lanesville. That's a 1A game that means a lot there between those two schools. Very successful over the years. They play in the same 1A sectional. Henryville, they have a challenge at Henryville. They'll host Paoli on Friday night. Providence looks to get win number two under the Coach Miller time as head coach as they play at Austin on Friday night. Rock Creek is at New Washington on Friday. Charlestown, they host Scottsburg. And Silver Creek with Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby getting off to great starts so far this season. The number one ranked Dragons in 3A basketball, they play at Clarksville on Friday. Saturday games in the area, Christian Academy at New Washington, another 1A sectional opponents potentially down the road. New Albany trying to get on the winning track after a blowout loss to Bloomington South. They are going to host Evansville Harrison on Saturday at the Doghouse. Julian Hunter not returning, we know for sure, for that game Saturday at New Albany. Also, Henryville Saturday, they bounce back after they take Paoli on Friday and go on the road to Salem Saturday. And then you heard me talk earlier about Jeffersonville Saturday night as they host Lawrence North, in what should be a very competitive game, as we'll find out more about just how good this Jeffersonville team is to open the season. The Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, we'll do this each week. We'll preview the big headlines from last week. We'll get you set for the games this week, and we'll talk with coaches and occasionally players as well as we get you set for this upcoming weekend of high school basketball here in Clark Floyd Counties. This show will air Thursday nights. It will also air Friday, right going into our high school coverage with play-by-play that night. So make sure you catch us every week. It's also available as a podcast as well. We'll get you set with everything you want to know going into the weekend with high school basketball here in Clark and Floyd Counties. It's presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling since 1953. Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling has been providing experienced, dependable, reliable service to all of Southern Indiana. And keep in mind, coming up here in just a few moments, we have Coach Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central. That will be followed by Jeffersonville coach Chris Moore. And then in the final segment, we have Steve Kerberg, the coach of Christian Academy, set to join us here in just a bit on the Big X Sports Radio. Fun games this weekend, more fun games coming up next week. Each week we'll get you ready for all the big ones with Clark and Floyd County teams. And just to look ahead for just a second, we've got New Albany and Floyd Central next Friday night. That is always a big one early in the season to set the scene with a great crowd for two traditionally strong programs in the area. So we get to look forward to that and have some fun. Floyd Central off to a good start. Highlanders are 3-0 on the season with wins over Christian Academy, with wins over Evansville Harrison and Clarksville as well. And a lot of it has been keyed by Jake Heidbreeder of the Highlanders. And we're going to get the chance to talk with Coach Sturgeon, not only about Jake Heidbreeder, but about Grant Goman and some of his other key players that have meant so much to this Floyd Central program. And we're going to talk with Coach coming up right now here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. And Floyd Central coach Todd Sturgeon with us right now on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. The Highlanders off to a 3-0 start with wins over Christian Academy, Evansville Harrison, and then just earlier this week over Clarksville, a 56-41 win for the Highlanders. Coach Sturgeon, thanks for being with us. We'll be at your game, obviously, this Floyd Castle game coming up, a big one this weekend for your club. But I know you got to be happy with the 3-0 start.
Well, obviously happy to win the games. We're still a work in progress, although my guess is there's about 390 other coaches in the state saying the same thing at this point. So overall, I think we're pleased, but we've got to get a lot better now. We're getting into schedule here where we got a bunch of good 4A teams coming up here that we're going to have to be better than we have been so far if we're going to manage to win some games.
Talking to Todd Sturgeon, Floyd Central head coach. Let's just kind of briefly go back through the season so far for Floyd Central. A tough game to open against Christian Academy, a 1A school that should be set to have a very good year. We're going to talk with Coach Kerberg, in fact, later in this program. You guys able to hang on, get a narrow win, 37-36. And then since that point, Evansville-Harrison, a 20-point win at 67-47. And then Clarksville played with you maybe for the first half, but the second half, Jake Heidbreeder stepped up in a big way, and your team went on to win fairly comfortably in that game. Jake is somebody that you and I have been talking about now for a couple years. He's primed for a big junior season, and so far I think he's been able to help the Highlanders in many different ways.
Yeah, he's, you know, when we look across our stats, he's first or second in virtually every category. He obviously handles the ball for us and has the ability to explode and score. He really hasn't had an explosive scoring output until the fourth quarter of that Clarksville game, as you mentioned there. He scored 14 points in the fourth quarter of that game. So I really feel like he and Grant are both just kind of getting going that way. And some of that is not even their doing. It's that, you know, me as a coach figuring out a way this team needs to play, and other guys on the team doing a better job of finding them and screening for them. And so it's kind of a little bit of everything there, but I think those guys both we're going to see them even have better games coming up than they've had so far. And they've done fine so far.
Lloyd Central coach Todd Sturgeon, our guest. His Highlanders host Castle Friday night. It's an 8 o'clock varsity start, and we'll have the play-by-play right here on the Big X Sports Radio. Let's talk a little bit about Castle. They obviously a 4A school. They have had some great success there under Coach Gibson. I don't know a ton about Castle this year. They've played one game at Southridge, which was a 10-point victory for the Knights heading into this game against your Highlander club. What have you been able to learn very early about this Castle team that you'll take on?
Well, one player that, he's only a junior. His name is Swope. He's their point guard, and he's an explosive point guard, both in scoring the ball himself and finding others as well. So he's one of the best point guards in Southern Indiana and really is the engine for their team. Another kid, just a name that will be familiar to people, Nunji.
Sure.
Bob is the younger brother and also a junior. They've got a young team. I think they only have one senior starter and then maybe another senior that plays significant minutes off the bench. And so they're a team that probably going to have a good year this year, but then be really, really primed for a terrific season next year with all these guys coming back.
Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central, our guest, talking about Floyd Central's upcoming game against Castle. You mentioned that you've got 4A schools, a lot of competition of that level forthcoming. Obviously, Castle coming up on Friday night, the next contest. And then it's New Albany, and I never want to look past anybody, and I know your focus is on Castle. But that game, as the season gets underway, it's just around the corner.
Oh, every year I'm amazed by the fact that, you know, how quickly things start coming at you. And you know, I would prefer to play conference games after Christmas, I guess the upside of that is by the time we play in the postseason, it's like two separate seasons. It's been so long since we've played, it's an entirely new game. And so, I guess there's some advantages and disadvantages there, but to open up conference play every year with a game that might, you know, decide the conference championship, or at least in the last couple of years it's had that kind of impact, is a little bit unnerving as a coach, because you never feel like you're ready this early in the season, but it'll be exciting for the fans again, and I'm sure when we get there next week it'll have everybody's interest.
Absolutely. Todd Sturgeon, Floyd Central coach, joining us. I want to close with this, talking about the Castle game on Friday and just generally your Highlander team. We know about Jake Heidbreeder. We know about Grant Goleman. We know that there are some players that played some really key minutes and really some JV players because of how loaded your teams in last few seasons have been with seniors that are very capable players that are finding their way on this varsity roster. Then you throw in some younger players, including Caleb Washington, who we've talked about previously as well. With all that kind of thought out there about your Highlander team, what is the biggest challenge you think for this team early in the year to maybe reach the heights that some of your recent teams have been able to, and to really get in a groove as you approach midseason down the line?
Well, you know, our first challenge is going to be a physical, tough team. That, you know, we're not there yet. That got exposed in the Clarksville game. But that's, some of that is we have some youth there, but also just inexperience playing in varsity games. That might take a little time. I'm hopeful that what we lack in experience and physical toughness will be made up for in excitement and exuberance. And as the season goes along, continuing to be excited about this, new opportunity, and that hopefully we'll continue to get better and improve as the season goes along, and that we can really be a team that has something to say about what happens in the postseason by the time this thing sorts itself out.
Coach Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central, the Highlanders and the Castle Knights, Friday, 8 o'clock varsity tip. We'll have the full story on the Big X as well if you can't make it out to Floyd's Knobs. Coach Sturgeon, best of luck. Always great to catch up. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in advance of the big New Albany game coming up as well. And best of luck to your team.
All right. Always a pleasure. Take care, Matt.
All right, Todd Sturgeon of Floyd Central. And that wraps up segment one of our Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. A look at some of the headlines from week one of high school basketball and some of the results. And, of course, an interview with Todd Sturgeon to get you all set and ready for the Castle game on Friday night. Still ahead, Jeff coach Chris Moore joins us. We'll recap the Red Devils season opening win last weekend down in Cincinnati over a very good Woodward team from Cincinnati, Ohio. And later in the show, Christian Academy coach Steve Kerberg joins us as well. We're going to talk about his team and their upcoming weekend here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show. We'll head to a break. We'll come back for more right here on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. Previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties, the Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And a big week of high school basketball is what we're getting ready for. Still early in the season, but we know this much. Lots of talent in the area and some really good teams. And joining me in this segment as we preview another big game in Clark and Floyd counties this coming weekend is new Jeffersonville coach Chris Moore, whose team, we're going to talk with him a lot this year on this program because their schedule is so unbelievable. Not only do they play all the rivalry games that we're used to for the Red Devils, but they have some unbelievable games that are really going to challenge this very talented Jeff team. And we saw that happen last Saturday, against Cincinnati Woodward in Mason, Ohio. And this weekend, the Red Devils play host to Lawrence North. Coach Moore, this is the first of probably many interviews with you on this show this season. You guys have not been afraid at all to schedule all comers that want to take on the Red Devils.
Well, good morning, Matt. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Our schedule is pretty talented, to say the least. But I think our guys are excited about it and up to the challenge.
Chris Moore of Jeffersonville, my guest. Let's go back to Saturday for just a few moments. It was a good season opening win for your team. And, of course, with local teams, everybody knows the top players and how they play and those sorts of things. And when I say Cincinnati Woodward, I'm not sure that means a whole lot to people. But you can help me underscore this. Cincinnati Woodward, a very good team. They've got an underclassman that is nationally ranked, a very athletic team that's going to have a great year in Cincinnati and Ohio basketball this year. And you guys were able to get the best of them. In fact, while the final score was 57-53, at one point you led that game by as many as 17 points. So there had to be some pretty good moments to open the season for your team. And then I know it's always great to go on the road to a place like that and come out with a victory.
It was. And obviously the thing most excited about is that we were able to come away with the win. But I was pleased, and I think our entire staff was, with that being our first game out and first time really seeing them compete against someone other than ourselves. The guys brought a lot of energy right out of the gate and tried to do all the things that we work on and that we emphasize, which is having a defensive presence. They played unbelievably hard and competed. And as you said, we had an opportunity. Once we were up as much as 14 or 15 in the first half, and we had a lull and kind of let them cut that some. And then the second half came back out again and did get up as much as 17. But, you know, we were pleased about how they competed and engaged. But needless to say, there's some things we need to work on for the fact that we, you know, having that killer instinct and finishing teams off. You know, you never want to come back and let a team get back in the ball game and, you know, have to fight for it at the end of the game. But, you know, we're pleased with the win. So a road win is also very, very, very pleasing.
Absolutely. Jeffersonville coach Chris Moore, my guest here on the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Got to talk about Trey Coleman from that game. You had a lot of performers step up, and it was, again, a very tough game, a neutral environment, some very good players on the other team. Coleman was maybe the best in the game. He had 20 points, shot the ball well for you guys. And, again, I know as a senior brings a lot of leadership. He really got his senior year off to a big start, I think, in that game.
He did, and Trey always plays hard. You know, between the lines, he competes as hard as anyone on our team. He was probably as much, if not more, excited than anyone. You know, because it is his senior year, he came out from the jump and impacted the game on both ends of the floor. That was good to see as well.
Chris Moore of Jeff, we're talking Jeff basketball here on the Tip-Off Show. And Coach, this weekend when we look across the area at some of the games that stand out, your home game on Saturday when you guys will take on Lawrence North really stands out. Lawrence North from the Indianapolis area, they're coached by Hall of Fame coach Jack Kiefer, and they always seem to be in the mix when it comes to Indianapolis basketball and in the state rankings. They will be another very good challenge for your team very early in this season.
They will be. I mean, like you said, they're a team that's always extremely well coached. You know, they've got the talent and tradition. They're gonna bring a lot of pride to the game, just as Jeffersonville always does, also because it's two story programs, which over the year to year, the tradition is the thing that I think the players always look to compete and represent well on. DJ Hughes is, you know, he's a very talented guy inside for them. It's going to bring some size, and we're going to have our hands full containing him. But, again, I think our team mentality, I was pleased with it last weekend for the first time out. And we've had a few days to work on some things that we felt we needed to tweak, and hopefully we're going to be able to have that, you know, bring our best game out for the home fans for the first time this season.
Jeffersonville plays Lawrence North again at William S. Johnson Arena, 7:30 start for the varsity game. You and I have talked some about this. You obviously have been around the game of basketball, it seems like, forever. You've coached at many different levels. You've been parts of big games at different levels. What does it mean for you after all the work in the preseason with this team, now that the season is here, practices are underway, you've got a victory under your belt, your first as Jeffersonville's head coach? What does it mean to you to come back and play in a place like Johnson Arena, in front of a program that really matters here in Southern Indiana?
Well, it's exciting. It's exciting, you know, because Jeffersonville, Louisville, is home, and you know, when you have your friends and family that, you know, you're getting, you're hearing from people that perhaps you haven't heard from in some time, all reaching out and want you to do well and are excited about what you're doing now and what you potentially can do. So that's always a good feeling. I think it's a good feeling also our team and the entire staff share. And again, like, as you mentioned in the early part of the conversation, because the schedule is so challenging, you know, it's one that it's exciting. It's exciting in that regard as well. I mean, you know, night in, night out, you're playing good players, you're playing good teams. And every games always mean as much. But, you know, when you try to tell your teams that, it's sometimes you can have your teams kind of look at something on the schedule and think, okay, well, you know, can they take it easy there? Well, our guys are, you know, we've emphasized that to them, and they see their schedule is going to be challenging night in, night out. And I've been pleased with the fact they're excited about it. They're not shying away from any of it. We've got five seniors which have been together for a long time, and they're the core of this team, and they've really impressed upon their personality upon this team. So that's the most exciting thing for me.
Coach, you mentioned the five seniors that have some history together and some success together as well that I know would like to take the next step this year, but really a good mix of talent. We've talked with you some about this in the preseason as things led up to this point, but really a good mix, obviously a very talented mix, but five seniors with some underclassmen as well that are going to be stars in their own regard.
Yes, they've – you know, Jacob Jones is a 3-4 year starter who's has the ball in his hands most of the time, and often he's asked to guard the other team's best player. I thought he did an unbelievable job Saturday night against Paul McMillan, who's, as you mentioned earlier, also is one of the top sophomore guards in the country, already holds offers from schools like Cincinnati, Xavier, and then Darren Starks, who's such a he's a talented, skilled player, and also comes from, you know, he's been a part of two pedigree traditional programs coming over from New Albany just a couple of years ago. So I mean, he had a little bit of an imprint with that program over there from their state championship a few years back, and then you throw players in there like Trey Coleman and Caleb Mason and Deshaun Wright, all are top notch people. You know, first and foremost, they're high character guys. They work hard in the classroom. They work hard on the court. Never you have to worry about anything, you know, any surprise with them as far as, hey, you know, doing the right thing. But, you know, you throw that, and now they come out, and they're just competitors on the court as well. It's always a pleasure to coach them, and it's exciting every day to go to work with them.
Coach Moore of Jeffersonville, and you mentioned Darren Starks. Probably should give a shout-out to him. I saw earlier this week that he committed to Hanover. I know that's a place that he had been interested in. Seems to be a great fit. There have been some other players from this immediate area that have taken that path as well and are finding success there. So good step for him. I think he will be a good fit at that level of college basketball and that type of school. Darren Starks can do great, I think, at Hanover.
I'm excited for him. You know, they recruit him very hard. They build a tremendous relationship with him, and, you know, and that's the biggest thing when you tell young people about recruiting. You know, go somewhere where you feel good about the staff, the players there, the program. Look into what do they have, what you want to study, and they checked all the boxes. And Darren, I believe Darren, you know, it's a great get for Hanover. I think they got a player who's going to do great things for their program. But he's also a player that could play at a higher level. I have no question about that. First time I saw him play. So for them, I think it's a seal for them to get. They're getting a player that could play somewhere in NCAA. At any given level, possibly, particular level, rather. And, you know, for them to get a player like that, I think he's going to have a hell of a career.
Chris Moore, Jeffersonville coach. Coach Moore, always great to catch up. Lots of big games on the Red Devils' schedule this year, so we will be in touch. Best of luck in your opener at William S. Johnson Arena, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thank you very much, Matt. Have a good evening.
Chris Moore of Jeffersonville, our guest. We'll head to a commercial break. Our first episode of the season of the Southern Indiana High School Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. When we come back, Christian Academy coach Steve Kerberg joins the program. We're going to talk about the Warriors and their nice start to the season so far, and a big game coming up against undefeated New Washington, who has 2 wins on the season. We'll have Coach Kerberg next. It's the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show on the Big X Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show with Matt Dennison. Previewing this week's big games in Clark and Floyd counties, the Tip-Off Show is brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, serving Southern Indiana since 1953. Here's Matt Dennison.
And our final segment on our first week of the Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. We're going to take a look at the Christian Academy at New Washington game. It's a game set for this weekend. New Washington 2-0 this season, looking good and much improved from last season. And Christian Academy's only played 1 game. They lost that game to Floyd Central, but it was down to the wire, a 37-36 loss for Christian Academy in that contest. Steve Kerberg, coach of Christian Academy, in his 9th year at the school, joins me in this segment to preview the Christian Academy New Washington game. And coach, first off, it seems like you should maybe have played another game. You guys have had a lot of practice time since before Thanksgiving in your matchup against Floyd Central.
Yeah, last Tuesday was our game, so we've had, you know, a week and a half of practices. It feels like 2 months of practices, but just wanted to get back on the floor. But I will say that time, I feel like we'll be a better Christian Academy this Saturday than we were last Tuesday because of the extra practice time.
Steve Kerber, Christian Academy, our guest. Let's go back to game one for you guys, a 37-36 loss, but it was 4A Floyd Central. I know that you've enjoyed that game to start your season the last number of years, because it's really challenged your Christian Academy teams. And from our conversations in the preseason and from other folks, including myself, that have high hopes and high thoughts of your club for this season, I think it's a very worthwhile to start off the season against a quality opponent, a bigger school, and kind of find out where you're at. And I think you guys found out that you can compete, you can hang, and you've got some players that are pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I've mixed emotions about the first game. Obviously, we did some things really well, but I have to remind myself that it was still the first game of the season, and you make a lot of mistakes, and there's a lot of rust, and you want to get out there and look, in mid-season form, but that's not going to be the reality. But I will say that there were moments in the game that felt like we were playing in a sectional, as loud as the crowd was, and how the game was shortened, and every possession mattered so much. So yeah, saw some good things. We have a lot to work on, though, as does Floyd and every other team that is just starting out. But it was sure a fun environment, and our fans were awesome. Their fans were awesome. It was a fun way to start the season.
Steve Kerber, Christian Academy, our guest. I'm going to ask you about a couple players that we always talk about, and then I want to get into some other things. But two players that are always worth mentioning and talking about their success is Bailey Conrad and T.J. Proctor on your roster. And I left the Floyd Central game. It's a game we covered here on the Big X. Very impressed with both of those players. I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, think it was their best game of their career or anything like that. But they just showed that they could compete. Even after a bad start in the first quarter, they helped you get back in it. They made some big shots. Proctor can absolutely run the offense and fly up and down the floor. Both of those guys, I think, could play really any level of high school basketball, and at the 1A level have an absolute chance to really do some special things this season.
Absolutely, and there's no there's a reason why they're successful. It's because of all the work they put in. And I know everybody says that, but man, these guys, they do the individual workouts, they're in the weight room, they're playing AAU all year, they're doing the things that it takes to be a good player. And TJ, man, he does run the team well for us. His shot has improved so much this season. He's really difficult to keep in front of you. He attacks the rim. He has hang time around the rim. He's physically strong and can finish at the basket. So he's a tough matchup, I agree, for any team that we play this year. And I really believe his college recruitment is going to start picking up because of how well he played the first game, but also just how well I think his season will go for him. Bailey, he's just a great player, man, and I don't think he was happy with the way he played in the first game, but I feel like a lot of Floyd Central's defense was designed to kind of focus on him, obviously. So he didn't score the way he wanted to, but he, man, I'll tell you, our scrimmage, he had 26 in our scrimmage and hit four threes and just played really, really, really well. And he didn't quite have the game he wanted to have the first game, but he is a great basketball player, and he's starting to get a lot more interest from college coaches, which I knew he was going to get this year.
Steve Kerber, Christian Academy, our guest. Other players, you're such a veteran team now after a number of seasons of saying, man, Christian Academy has some great kids coming, some young classes that are really talented. Now those classes are there. They're upperclassmen. They are seniors. This is a veteran-led ball club. Other guys that have stepped up in that opening game and maybe in practices as well that you think can help lead this thing this season?
Well, we start three other seniors, Ethan Carrier, Josh Hahn, and Nick Conrad, and all three of those guys I thought played really well the first game and have looked really specifically, those three guys have looked really good this week in practice, and I'm hoping it carries over on Saturday night. But those guys, Ethan shooting the ball great. Nick's probably, I think, one of the best defenders in the area. He had the chance to guard Hyde Breeder the first game. I thought he did a great job on him. And then Josh is a guy that can be a double-double guy for us, just hard to keep off the glass and can really score the basketball around the basket. And then Brady Dunn, I think, is one of the better sophomores around for us. And he – He started a lot for us last year, and he's really shooting the ball well for us this year. And then we have another senior that didn't play the first game. He's 6'4", Chris Ballou. He's a big guy for us, and he had to sit out for a while because he's had some back issues, but he should be back for us soon. And then we have another guy that didn't get to play the first game, Caleb Doss. He's a really good shooter for us. So we were down two of our top eight guys the first game, which made it a difficult challenge to play a team like Floyd Central. So hoping to get those guys back in the rotation soon. And with those guys, I think it makes us a kind of a deep team, which we haven't had in the past a lot.
Steve Kerberg of Christian Academy joining the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling. Let's talk about game number two for your team. It's going to take place this weekend on Saturday, a game where you guys take on New Washington at New Washington. And if you look at their schedule, 2-0 this season, they had a big win, a 15-point win to open the season against rival Charlestown, and came back at the end of November with a 64-42 victory over Shaw Memorial of Madison as well. So a nice start for Coach May's program at New Washington, which at this point appears to be much improved from last season.
No doubt about that, they are. And there's a lot of really good coaches in Southern Indiana. And I think Coach May doesn't get talked about enough because he does things the right way. He scouts so well and has his team disciplined and tough. And I could go on and on and on. He's a really, really good coach. And he has his team playing really well. They have a great group of young players, freshmen, that are contributing. They got a good mix of veterans on their team that are contributing, and I've got to watch their first two games, and I would definitely agree with that statement. They're a much improved team this year. They shoot the ball well. They're quick. They guard. They attack the rim. I mean, I could go on and on, but they're a challenge, and they host Rock Creek tomorrow, which will be a great game for us to get to see two sectional opponents. And I'm impressed by the jump that they have made from last year.
And Coach Kerberg, I understand that New Washington has some young guys of interest, including one that has scored some points and been a real big part of the team here in opening games.
Well, you know, Arthur is a great shooter, and I got to play against his dad in high school, and I remember blocking his dad's shot one time in a high school game, and that was about the only minute of the game that I played. So I didn't get to play very much, but his dad was a heck of a player, as was his uncle. I believe his uncle is the all-time leading scorer in Clark County, which surprises a lot of people. I mean, not that he wasn't great, because he was great, but how many players have came through Clark County? So. And there's two Arthurs on the team, so yeah, they got some good young talent. But like I said, man, they've got three or four other guys that started for them last year, and their point guard Diaz is a nice shooter and a driver, and runs the team really well. And Clemens and Giltner, I could go on. They have some scores, and they're really committed to guarding people this year. And they're pushing the basketball, and you have to be able to guard them at all five spots. So that's what we've been working on in practice this week. And, again, I'm impressed with not only Coach May but his coaching staff. They're at every game that I'm out trying to scout. I see them almost every time we go out because they work hard to prepare their team, and you can see it on the floor. And they're dangerous, along with about four or five other teams in our sectional this year. So it should be a fun year.
Coach Kerberg of Christian Academy, do you like playing, because your next game after New Washington is Rock Creek, do you like playing sectional opponents this early in the year, or does that factor in for you?
I really like it, the way that our schedule's set up to play. Now think about New Washington, you know, playing Rock Creek and then us back-to-back. It's a good, I guess, a good practice, you know, to what could actually happen in March. But I do like playing the sectional opponents early in the year, and knowing that all the teams are going to make adjustments and improve, and have a, I think specifically New Washington and Rock Creek, and others have just such a high ceiling with all the young players that they're playing on improving throughout the season. That's something I have to challenge my group of older guys this year, is not being satisfied or not being okay with winning a game or playing well in a game, but really challenging them to get better every week. And that's kind of been our theme, I guess you could say, this year, was to win each day, to get better each day.
Coach Kerber, we got to wrap things up, but I didn't want to get out of here without mentioning that after the New Washington game and the Rock Creek game, both road games for your team, Christian Academy gets a pretty unique opportunity not only to play a game against an unusual opponent, but also to somewhat represent the state of Indiana. Christian Academy, also Jeffersonville as well, will play in the Challenge Cup. It's kind of a Indiana-Kentucky deal between the coaches' associations in those two states. You guys will play in that on December 14th. It will all take place at Scott County down in Kentucky, Georgetown, Kentucky area. And at 2 o'clock on that day, you'll take on LaRue County. Later in the day, Jeffersonville will take on Scott County. You guys are kind of the two local teams that are participating in that event. But I know that's an honor for your team, and I know with your respect of the game and our state and our area, that to represent not only your school but the state in a Challenge Cup is a big deal for your program and your school.
Yeah, it was an honor, like you said, to get invited, and we're looking forward to that. But we can't look past our two sectional opponents, obviously, but we get to play LaRue County, and they play tonight, so I think I'm going to go watch them play tonight. But they have a Mr. Basketball candidate on their team, from what I've heard. I haven't obviously got to see them play. They play their first game tonight. But what a cool opportunity for our program, for our school, to get to play in this. Hopefully we can bring one home for Indiana.
Absolutely. Steve Kerber, Christian Academy. Coach, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk with you again soon, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And that wraps up our first edition of the Southern Indiana Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, for this 2019-2020 high school basketball season. We'll be back every week. You can catch this show Thursday nights and again Friday before we have our high school Friday night game here on the Big X with all you need to know about the big games in Clark and Floyd counties. Congratulations to Southern Indiana's Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling on 50 years of being a Better Business Bureau accredited business. Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling, for all of your heating and cooling needs. Let's take a quick look before we get out of here at the schedule this weekend. Borden at Lanesville on Friday. Also Castle at Floyd Central. We've got that game coming up here on the Big X. Paoli at Henryville. Providence at Austin. Rock Creek at New Washington. Scottsburg is at Charlestown. And Silver Creek at Clarksville. That's the Friday slate of local games. Saturday, Christian Academy at New Washington. Evansville Harrison at an undermanned New Albany. Henryville is at Salem. Lawrence North at Jeffersonville. That's the big one on Saturday. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back next week. It's the Southern Indiana High School Tip-Off Show, presented by Frank H. Monroe Heating and Cooling.